On the programme so far this morning, we've been talking about medically assisted suicide and euthanasia and whether or not, as individuals, we should be given the right to die. 01782 208 008 is the number to ring. With me in the studio this morning, we've got Jill and Vic Gahardi from the Will to Live campaign. Some comments that have come in through the morning so far. Keith in Congleton had a comment to make. Barbara in Normacott says, would you still feel the same if your husband wasn't looking after you, Jill?
I needed his love a lot, and I need that still, but he doesn't do a lot of the physical care now. He does drive me round, and I know I drive him mad.
What, drive me round the bend or something? But no, we do have full-time care now, as well as me, so that made it a lot easier.
How hard did you have to fight to get that, though?
Oh, it was pretty hard work.
Very hard work.
But once you get it, then you're in. But it's actually filling in all the forms, finding out all the details.
And it's knowing what there is available. If you don't know what is available...
Yeah, people don't come around and say, oh, you know, all you've got to do is this. They especially if you're family members, they say, oh, well, you've got a family member looking after you, carry on the way you are, sort of thing.
To be fair, they have. In the end, they have been very good to us.
Yes. Yes.
But it was very hard to... get them to listen to what we needed.
I think the other point is that because we both had a disability to start with, we knew that you to get anything done, you actually had to do things to get it done.
And well, I think we knew how to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas if somebody gets a problem like this, they don't know where to turn to. And they don't know how to get the help.
Okay.